Jim Taylor back on the High School Sports Spotlight on this Wednesday. We're talking Mercer County Golden Eagle football. Nice to get win number one last Friday night. Victory over Mid-County. And Trace and Essex, how about that? Kind of an emergency start at running back. I guess, did I read the box score right? Four touchdowns for you
last
Friday night. Nice going.
Thank you.
So a little bit about reacting to that. They say give the ball to Trey Essex. He'll make a touchdown for us. What about stepping up last Friday when Wyatt Kellogg was injured and coming through?
It was a lot of fun, and it helped out that the lineman made some key blocks, and the Rashawn got me the ball. And
well, in primarily early in the season, weeks one and week two, playing wide receiver, had to move to the running back spot last week because of the injury. Talk about adapting to that, I guess, and getting ready to play that position for a, you know, pretty good player in Wyatt Kellogg who didn't play last week.
It's a lot of work, and like the coaches helped out, and it's not really a big difference because you just got to run hard.
Do you prefer, you know, catching the ball in space, or do you like, you know, getting a handoff in the backfield and, you know, as they say, ground and pound to try and pick up some yards? What do you prefer, one or the other? Or you like both?
I'd rather catch the ball in the open and be able to do what I do best, I think.
And what type of relationship are you building with the sophomore quarterback in Rashawn King, who throws the ball left-handed, of course, we're all aware, but, you know, the connection between receiver and quarterback, how do you think that relationship is going early in the season? From what I've heard, pretty good.
I think it's working pretty good, and we've played together for a while now, and it just helps when you have a good connection like that.
Yeah, and you were able to establish that a little bit, I assume, in the summer with, you know, some of the 7-on-7 stuff. I know you dressed last year as a sophomore, so now more of a primary role. How kind of have you adjusted to that change, you think? Because I know when you look at last Friday's performance where you score four touchdowns, and I think you had, 16 carries, 57 yards, and then six catches, 48 yards, four touchdowns. I assume the coaching staff says, well, we can rely a little bit more on the Essex kid, maybe a little bit more. What about kind of adapting to, you know, kind of on the sidelines last year as a sophomore, now much bigger responsibility? How are you dealing with that, you think? And I think more responsibility maybe as the weeks go along.
It's a lot of fun, like, adapting to it, with the great atmosphere that we have, takes a lot, and there's a lot of nerves and stuff, but in the end, it's worth it.
How good did it feel to kind of walk off the field, though, Friday, knowing that you get a victory and now maybe some momentum moving forward after the two losses in week one and week two?
It felt really great, and it's going to help us a lot coming up to our rival this Friday.
Yeah, Stark County, of course, coming to town. Three-sport athlete, what about that? I know you played some important minutes last year as a sophomore on a basketball team that should be very good in the winter, and I know you played some varsity innings last year on a baseball team that will be very good in the spring, and you're a key contributor to football. How do you do it? I mean, that's a big debate nowadays. It's a huge challenge for kids to be three-sport athletes. How does Trey Essig do it, and what advice do you have for other kids to say, be a three-sport athlete, you know, try and play three sports at Mercer County High School, because we need all of you, whether you're a boy or a girl?
It's a lot of work, and I'd say just stick with it and work hard, and in the end, it'll work out. And, like, it helps to have your family and friends behind your back to do it.
All right. So Trey Essig was the touchdown maker last week, four touchdowns, big night, nice going, and keep up the good work. A lot of fun following you early in the season.
Thank you.
And I'm Jim Taylor for the High School Sports Spotlight.